We're going to take it out to Ian Wendt now, hopefully at Blissfield High School. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, John. Yes, hopefully is right. I did make it on time. Kind of foggy rolling in from Adrian this morning, kind of north of the village of Blissfield, pretty thick fog. So if you're out there and about, be careful. Use some caution. I did get stopped briefly by a train in Adrian, too.
Oh.
And then my dog ate my homework. No, I'm serious about the train thing, but not the dog. But we are happy to be here at our third consecutive homecoming location as the Blissfield Royals hosting the Onsted Wildcats tonight in football action. And we're just going to kick things off with the football team. We have the head football coach, Ryan Love, joining me today. We're just going to, you know, say what it is. The record is what it is. I mean, but you look at who you've played, 1-4, I know it's not where you want to be, but maybe on the outside you go, well, gosh, they might be a really good 1-4 team. So just maybe your thoughts on the season so far, Coach.
Yeah, we have had the gauntlet of a schedule, and it's not unlike anybody else in the LCAA. I think Onsted just went through the same three-game stretch we did, except out of different order, of course. And then you throw in Whiteford, that's a perennial power every year, and stick those guys in the first game and then play the season that we do in the LCAA. And, you know, even Onsted-wise, you know, 1-4, but can you really get a grasp on them based off their current schedule as well? So it'll be an interesting game tonight, contrasting styles. It'll be a good time.
Absolutely, and I feel like your team may be looking a little bit different than it did in our preseason preview back in August, in terms of maybe moving guys around. I mean, injuries happen, and I don't know how you guys are this season, especially going through, you know, four or five tough games.
Yeah, so we're fortunate at this moment in time to have all three running backs that we wanted to start this season.
Oh, good.
In the backfield tonight, which has not happened even before Whiteford, because we had an injury even before the Whiteford game. So those three kids will actually be able to finally in week five all be able to play together, which is helpful, obviously. Mm-hmm. We did lose a key part against Hudson, our center, which is not great. Nobody wants to lose their center, obviously. Mm-hmm. But we've had to do some shuffling. You know, we don't have a super large team, so we've had to stick some kids in some different spots, and kids have played different spots on the offensive line, and had a couple tight ends here and there have to switch on and off. So, yes, we've had to shuffle a bit, but we feel real good about tonight and our health.
Have you had to go, or maybe you normally do this, guys playing both ways?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's common?
Yeah, that's extremely common for us, and I think most of our other league counterparts it is. But we try our very best to get them rest at any moment in time we can.
That's right. So Jeff Bowman's going to be out here tonight. Mm-hmm. Our listeners want to know, What names are we going to hear a lot from? You know, who's in that backfield? Who's going to be catching passes or defending?
Look, I do believe, and I certainly hope that you'll hear Brandon Jacobs' name tonight, running that football, and we certainly need him too. He's a senior. He's a three-year starter. He's got to get going for sure. Ethan Samuels is one that's been hurt. And finally able to participate. He did a little bit last week, but I think he's finally fully 100%. I think that's a name that needs to be heard tonight. And then another senior of ours, Nolan Wilson, on our offense and defensive line. He has got to be one to get after it both sides of the line. And I think inevitably, I think it just falls back to you just got to have your quarterback. John Chaney's got to be somebody that can do what we ask him to do, and even he might get a couple looks out on defense. So we got to be able to trust John as well.
Yeah, that is a name I remember from the preseason is having a guy back. And I think, well, that's an old-school bell.
Yeah, that's a classic
that
bell.
Is awesome. Yeah. I love that. you know, college and high school, same thing. If you can get a multi-year starter at quarterback, it just helps you out so much.
Yeah, for sure. And John, I even had John as a freshman. So – And I've actually, John was in my class as a fourth and a fifth grader, so I know John extremely well. Mm-hmm. Got to obviously have him as a student when he was a young kid, and then as a ninth grader, got to coach him. As a 10th grader, got to coach him on JV, and then, of course, these past 2 years on the varsity team. So a lot of trust in John, very intelligent person. Kind of just need, all I need to do is usually just say, and it gets done. So I'm hoping he'll have a fantastic game tonight.
We've mentioned the running backs quite a bit. And yep. In years past, Blissfield's, you've had a pretty mixed attack. Would you say you're more run-heavy this year? Or?
Yeah, I would say so. Okay. We certainly want to be. I mean, I think that sets people apart. And, I mean, if you look at our league, it certainly does. So, like, we want to be in that conversation as well. Like, we want to run the football, and we want to play action people.
So, looking at your opponent tonight, Onsted comes to town, homecoming.
Yep.
You got all that extra stuff the guys have to do today and this afternoon for sure. You think about, well, are the guys going to be focused? Are they going to be, you know, looking in the stands instead of looking on the field?
Yeah.
But I think a nice way to counteract that is to schedule an LCAA rival, two hungry football teams, because if you want to play extra football past week nine, you almost have to win today.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think our kids, like, that extra stuff is fun. Like, we're going to go open up car doors for the elementary kids this morning and give high fives off the bus, and that's super fun. And
nice.
Of course, they've had their float building and so on and so forth. And but I think just way our seasons went, I think our kids are 100% hungry. And I would assume Onsted's are as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is so hard in this league every week to just show up and want to grind. And here we are, both of us sitting at 1-4. I don't know how either of us wouldn't show up to this football game just clawing for a W.
Absolutely. And looking at the opponent, mm-hmm. We've all heard about, you know, the air raid.
Yeah, sure.
Move the ball around, throw the ball 50 times a night.
Yeah.
What have you seen on film from the Wildcats? I know they've gone through, as we've mentioned, the gauntlet already. I got to see them play play Hudson, and Hudson might be on a different level this year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Onsted's doing some things.
Yeah, they're just athletic. Like, they're just, all their spots are athletic. Like, if something breaks down the quarterback, the Arnold kid can run around and do what he has to do, and they have other kids that can, you know, get the ball out to people in space, and I think the Kish kid's really good. Like, just runs hard, pitching the football, he runs hard, he's just trying to get downhill, he's not looking to avoid anybody, he's just trying to run the ball. So I think they're really athletic, and when they put you in space like that, like, you have to be good one-on-one tacklers, and you have to rally to the football. So, like, my goal tonight, hopefully, is to, like, keep the football in our hands. Like, we can't constantly be going three and out and allowing Arnold and the group to just pitch the ball all over the place. So that would be our certain goal going into it.
How do you replicate that for a scout team?
Hard.
Your quarterbacks might like
it. Yeah, I mean, you know. like we'll do 7-on-7. I mean, even I threw a little bit this week just because I'm just trying. Like sometimes it's hard to have a JV kid be put in that spot and run the play cards, and I'm like, all right, I'll just throw just so we can get the ball out quick, because he gets a little, you know, our JV kid might get a little nervous during practice, but, you know, because we have our quarterback, you know, that would usually throw, he might be taking some reps on defense, so
it is
very difficult to rep that, but we've tried our very best to do so this week.
That just adds a wrinkle. You know, you play a lot of these power teams or wing T team, and then it's like, all right, now we're seeing five wide.
Yeah, that's the contrasting in styles. Like, we have prepared for Whiteford under center, you know, foot to foot.
Yep.
Then we went to Hillsdale, spread it out, and then 3 weeks in a row, just obviously with the three teams that are in our league, they just want to just plow straight ahead. So it is, here we are back to, you know, want to get the ball out quick, want to get to the edge type of offense. So, yeah, it's never-ending preparation in the LCAA.
Just want to mention homecoming one more time as we finish up the interview. Busy day for your kids.
Yep.
Festivities all over the place.
Yep.
Just coaching on that sideline.
Yeah.
You know, this is not your first go-around, so it's kind of becoming a regular thing. But it's got to be cool to see, you know, former players come back and just alumni in general back to Blissfield.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's one gentleman that I coached years and years ago. I saw him, I think it was Tuesday, and he's out for a run. I roll down the window and have a conversation with him, and I know he'll be here. And He's an outstanding kid, but it's awesome to see those faces that you coached years ago that are here supporting us. I mean, we've had outstanding kids come through our school, both on and off the field. So when they're back standing, looking at, supporting us, we can't beat it.
Well said. Well, Coach, I appreciate you
absolutely
getting in early, and you have to go open some car doors or something.
We'll go greet some elementary kids. They'll be happy. A lot of bright and shiny faces, hopefully.
They're the only ones that are really awake.
Yeah,
they're really awake.
Wait till I go in my classroom at 8 o'clock. They'll be super awake.
Oh, yeah. Well, Coach Randlove, appreciate the time, and good luck tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Once again, talking Blissfield Royal football here, Cave on Campus. Our broadcast game tonight on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Jeff Bowman will be here as the Wildcats travel to Blissfield. It's the Battle of the Purple tonight. Cave on Campus brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. I have a couple with me. Cave on Campus this morning is brought to you by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. All right, we shuffled some things around from what I was told. Hope, nice to see you again. Hope Miller. And then I was being introduced while we were talking, and I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Caleb Stutzman.
Caleb, okay. And Caleb, you are with the what team?
Men's cross country.
Cross country. All right, so you're one of those fast kids. No. You're just a distance. You just like the distance. Yeah. Hope, you're kind of a regular now. You know, I talked to you last year here. You've been our athlete of the week a few times. Could you talk to me about your season so far and how it's gone for you?
Yeah, this season's been really fun, and our girls team is doing amazing things right now. And we're just really excited to get into the championship season now that it's October. This week we have Hudson Boosters coming up tomorrow, so that will be a really fun. It's always a really fun meet. They play music. It's a great course. So we're just really excited to see what we can do there tomorrow.
They play music while you run?
They do. At one
spot. They know you're allowed to do that. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, a few meets to do it. And it's always fun because you get to run by and get your spirits up.
That's right. I think last year I was here, you had just broken a family record at the school.
Yeah, that
was it?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Two track seasons ago. I broke
the
mile
record.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what the cross country record is?
I have the cross country record. It's 18:20 right now.
Okay. So you're pretty close to that right now if I remember reading the numbers from the last meet. You were in the LCAA Jamboree 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the last one? Obviously, you want to be peaking right now. Do you feel like you're in a good spot?
Yeah, I think that we're definitely set up to have a great end of the season right now.
It takes a village to have a good cross-country team. You can't have just one really good runner. You got to have two or three or four, five. And you do here on the girls' and boys' side. We'll just keep it rolling with Hope. I mean, we think we're going to have Haley on here. Maybe no? Okay. She's not here.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you could talk about her and kind of the rest of the girls' team here at Blissfield.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Haley right now, she's doing really good. I think she set a PR at the beginning of the season, and she's right around the times where she needs. She's almost breaking 20, so that's really fun to see. We have a few girls on our team right now that are right on the brink of breaking 20, and I think that they will be able to do it in October because we're all getting in the best shape of our lives right now pretty much and starting to cut like mileage, so we have fresher legs and stuff. So a lot of the girls are going to be, I think, setting PRs in the next few meets because this is like really when we start prioritizing like rest and like making sure our legs are fresh for the race days.
Caleb, with the boys cross country team, I mean, if the girls weren't so darn good, I think you guys would be getting a lot more headlines. Could you talk about the season you've had and the other boys on the team?
Well, we've been doing really good. We have won both of the LCAA Jamborees, and we're doing really good.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're the favorite to win LCAA this year and a really good chance to go to the state meet, too.
Are you going to go to Hudson as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you talk about some of your teammates? I know, you know, Michael's kind of been toward the top for most of these races. Who else you got on your team?
Well, we have Noah Sills. He's just like a few seconds slower than Michael. And then Braden Tennant. He's a good chunk slower than them. But then we have what we call the Wolf Pack with Beckett, Klump, Brady Bills, me, Nathan, Nathan Cole, and Cameron Jordan.
I have to know why the Wolf Pack. Do you guys howl, or what do you do?
Well, we call it the Wolf Pack because we all run together for, well, we try to, for the majority of the race. And, I don't know, one day in practice we just came up with that.
Is that a strategy in cross country to kind of stick together as a team, or is that just how it works out? You guys run the same speed?
It's kind of a strategy. Towards the beginning of the year, we were all running similar times, but, you know, one person would run faster first mile, slower second mile. Mm-hmm. And Coach Bills told us that if we just, like, pack up, we can push each other to go faster. And so it's a good strategy.
What times roughly are you running now? I mean, obviously you want to be peaking right now at some of your lower times.
For me, I'm running, like, low 19s to mid 18s. So 18:30 to about 19:25.
Now, I get confused because I talk to college cross-country runners, and theirs are different. Do you guys run a 5K?
Yep.
Okay. So about 18, 19 minutes for a 5K.
Yep.
And that's about, is that a little under 5 miles to
it
convert
is,
it to?
It's 3.1 miles.
Okay, 3.1. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess both of you and both your teams have the expectation of winning the LCAA and doing some things postseason. Do you guys, we'll go back to Hope. Do you guys talk about your team goals, like, outwardly, or you just kind of focus on each day, or do you guys say, hey, look, you know, we want to do well at states as a team and as individuals? Do you guys talk about that at all during the season?
Yeah, we definitely have. We have some team talks every now and then, but we also make sure to prioritize, like, the now moment and make sure we're just, like, racing our best every time we race. But at the beginning of the season, we actually made, as a girls' team, this poster to hang in the locker room to remind us every day, like, what we're fighting for, what we're training for. And it just, like, had, like, different goals on it, like winning the league and stuff like that, like getting to the state meet, doing the things that we want to do this season. So it's definitely good to, like, talk about those goals, just to have it on your mind, but also be aware that, like, being in the moment and racing each race like it's your last race is also very important.
Same for you, Caleb. With the boys team, you guys talk about outwardly your goals for the year?
Yeah, we think at the beginning of the year we talked a lot about if we were going to make the state meet, and now it's sort of like a goal to beat Erie Mason at regionals more than, because the top two teams go to states.
Okay.
So
they only take two.
Yeah.
And you know how many teams are in a region?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. But especially, we talk about it every day. We talk about the state meet, just wanting to get there as a team, because in the past years, we have never, the boys team hasn't qualified in a long time.
So obviously goals there is to do that. Can you qualify as an individual, or is it just a team?
So I think to qualify as an individual, you have to get like top 15 at regionals, but if your team qualifies, you get like taken out. So if we were to qualify as a team, then like probably Michael and Noah would get taken out, and then like 16 and 17 would qualify for states.
It would bump it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Hope, remind me again the date for the Hudson Booster, and then if you know, how many more races do you have left before regionals?
Hudson Boosters is tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I don't know exactly how many. I think we have the county meet, the league meet, and then
that might be it.
It might be it.
Yeah, I think
Will you do like a tune-up between that or no?
I think next Saturday is one of them, then the next Saturday is the next one, and then regionals is the next Saturday.
Works out just fine.
Yep.
Help me out. Coach Bills coaches both of you, right? Mm-hmm. Both teams. Okay. And you have more than enough to qualify as a team. How many roughly on each team do you have, Caleb? How many on the boys?
We have 11 on the boys team.
That's good. And then Hope on the girls?
I don't know the exact number, but somewhere around 10, I think.
About 10. Okay. Well, very good. Well, I hope it's nice to see you again. And, Caleb, nice to meet you. Good luck tomorrow. Have fun tonight if you're participating in some homecoming stuff. So thanks for talking to me, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome once again. Talking some cross-country here in Royal Country. Caleb Stutzman with the boys' team. Hope Miller with the girls. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more sports talk. I am Cave on Campus here in Blissfield. The show is brought to you today by Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. I'm Ian Wendt for 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. My third consecutive homecoming. I've scheduled these for unintentional.
You're like the Grand Marshal.
Eventually. Jermaine Toyota of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews are your sponsors this morning. And we have a plethora of Blissfield Royal football players to talk to. We're going to just kick things off. We're going to go with Nolan Wilson first. Nolan, quickly, your grade, how long you've been playing football, and what position you play?
So I'm a senior now. Been playing since third grade. Varsity 3 years. Playing right tackle and nose this week. So
there you go. You say this week.
Yeah.
Are you normally just offense? Or
normally DN.
Oh,
I'm moving inside this week. Yeah.
You're kind of all over.
Yep.
All right. Moving over, we have, going through my list, we got John Chaney, right? That's how you say your last name. I talked to your coach, so I know you're the quarterback. And you're a senior as well? Okay. And do you play other positions, or you might have to play multiple this week?
I'm playing safety tonight, so.
Okay. All right. I see that a lot, quarterback and safety. Nolan, so far this year, record probably not what you want, but all things considered, you played a very difficult schedule through five games. Could you kind of give me your thoughts on the season so far?
All right. Well, we've had quite a few pretty good teams we played so far, and we're ready to get at it for the rest of the season. So I feel like we have winnable games coming up, so we're going to go at it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Yep.
John, kind of same question. Tough first, five games. Got to win. But maybe your thoughts on the season, too.
We played probably the top three teams in the league. I'm just looking forward to the next couple weeks, trying to get some wins.
We're going to introduce another football player. We have Brandon Jacobs with me. And talking with your coach, I'm remembering you're one of the running backs.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's your grade? How long have you been playing football?
I'm a senior. I've been playing football since, seventh grade, I think. Pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm a running back, and then I'm a safety, but I got moved to, linebacker, strong side. So I'm going to be playing that today. So.
Okay. I think you'll still be covering some wide receivers.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way Anstead does things,
yeah.
Right?
You're big spread team.
Yeah. You're still going to be running around. Don't worry.
Yeah.
I know you were concerned about that, moving to linebacker. But,
yeah
you'll be moving around. We're going to introduce our fourth Blissfield Royal with me right now. We have, going through my list, Elijah Rupp with me now. Elijah, what grade are you in, and what position or positions do you play this year?
Yeah, I'm a senior this year. I've been playing football this is my third year. I'd play center on offense, and then I was playing nose guard on defense.
This season so far, I've asked these guys this question. I'm sure both of you are going to say something similar. So far this year, assessment of the team and how you guys have been doing. We'll start with Brandon.
I feel like we've been doing fine. We had the three hardest teams in our league back to back, but
yeah,
I feel confident. We do have winnable games going on, so, yeah.
Okay, Elijah, same question.
Yeah, I mean, kind of what Brandon said, we had some real tough teams, but I think our team has just been doing really good, and we've been playing really hard, so I think these next couple games are definitely going to go our way. So.
And, we'll go with a different kind of question. You have homecoming today.
Yeah.
So kind of a big one. You got a lot of guys probably coming back, visiting, maybe some of your old teammates and family and things like that. Now you're seniors, so it means a little bit different, I'm sure. Brandon, your thoughts on homecoming?
Yeah, I'm excited. I just really want to win, really want to show that we can beat teams, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, homecoming, it's, like, more personal because, you know, it's homecoming.
Yeah, nothing more you need to say,
yeah.
Right? I mean, you do have a rival coming to town.
Yeah.
You're both wearing purple, so there's going to be a lot of that at the stadium.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, visually, it's a fun game. It really is. Elijah, same thing about homecoming.
Yeah, I think homecoming is just super special. Like, there's nothing better than just Friday night lights, but even on homecoming, it's just even better. I'm super excited for this Friday.
Go back to John for a second. I got an extra question for you because you're the quarterback. Onstead, your opponent tonight does something quite different than probably your last three opponents. They want to throw the ball all over the place. You're playing safety. What have you seen from the Wildcats? How are you going to slow that offense down?
I think it starts with stopping the run on early downs and then, I don't know, shutting down the pass. We got a backup quarterback starting tonight, so should be.
Trying to get after it a little
bit.
If you offensively, I know talking with Coach Love, you want to be 50-50 kind of. You want to establish run, but you want to be able to throw the football. What's it going to take to do that tonight against an Onstead team in a similar position to you? They're fighting for a postseason too.
Like you said, establish the run. If we can't do that, then I just got to go out there and make plays in the passing game.
All right. We are going to say hello to the fifth. This might be the most I've had on one interview at once. Is this our homecoming court coming out? All right. They're busy today. Busy today. We're going to welcome in Jude Rosas. I've been told you have sort of been thrust into a captaincy.
Yeah.
I don't know if I even said that right. That sounded right in my head.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about yourself? What grade you're in and what positions you play?
I'm a senior, and I've played a little bit of running back and fullback and then corner on defense.
Oh, so you're not leaving the field, really?
No.
we'll hit you with some rapid fire. Is Nolan on the court? Is that why?
Yeah.
All right. That's just, he just got up and left. I go, I thought we were having a good time. But, he's got a lot of stuff to do. I was halfway in my question. What was I going to ask you about your season so far? How do you think things have gone, despite the record?
Even with the losses, we pushed through those games, even if they were hard games. So I still think we're still fully spirited, ready to win this game.
Yeah, and, adding the homecoming element to it, a lot of people coming back. I'm pretty sure Onstead will fill up their side of the stadium as well. So what's it like playing in a game like this?
I think it just adds more enjoyment. We have more fun out there, play around, you know.
What do you think could be a key to getting a Royal win tonight?
Getting the run going, because that's usually how it is, and then stopping their passing. Get them out of their elements.
And on defense, what position are you playing again?
Corner.
Well, you're going to be busy tonight. Yeah. Those Onstead receivers, I've had the fortune of watching that when they played Hudson. They do have some athletes and some bigger guys, and it seems like they do pretty much every year out there. But you guys are going to match up well with them. How are you going about defending guys like that? Do you try to play man? Do you play zone? I don't want you to give away your whole game plan, but how are you going to attack that?
A little bit of everything.
Okay. Love that. That's a perfect answer. That's a great answer. Well, I've had a pleasure talking with five captains with the Blissfield football team. Jeff Bowman is going to be out here tonight. He'll be probably wearing a similar Cave sweatshirt. I might just leave the sign here, maybe if Mr. Bader lets me. So Jeff doesn't have to haul it out, but pleasure talking with you gentlemen, and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome once again. Our five guests on this portion of the interview, Jude Rosas, we had Elijah Rupp, John Chaney, Brandon Jacobs, and Nolan Wilson. Our Cave on Campus sponsor this morning was Jermaine Chuan of Dundee, Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Matthew Eichhorn with the Taylor Agency, and Bits and Brews. We are going to talk some volleyball and some boys soccer. The volleyball girls were just handed the microphones. They said, you're going first. Boys, hang out. The guys did get here first in their defense. So I do appreciate you taking time to talk with me today. We have Lee Wyman and Brooke Robinson from the volleyball team here in Blissfield. Let's go with Brooke first. How do you feel your season's gone so far?
I feel like it's gone pretty good this year. We've had our ups and downs. We definitely click really good as a team this year. I feel like last year we did have some issues, I feel like, with just, like, negativity towards some people. But this year I feel like everybody gets along really, really good this year. Personally, it's going pretty good. I haven't had any issues with anybody. Just living life last year, trying to make it the best.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds positive. What grade are you in, and how long have you been playing volleyball? And I'll add a third one. What position do you play, or do you rotate?
I rotate a little bit. Okay. I started my season off playing right side a lot and a little bit of back row sometimes. But now I'm setting more and still playing right side a little bit. I'm in 12th grade. I'm a senior this year, and I've been playing volleyball since, 7th grade we can start here. So
at least that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very cool. And you've done it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Do you play other sports? Not in the fall.
No, not anymore. I used to do track though.
Okay. Lee, over to you. How would you assess your season so far?
I agree with Brooke. I think that our record isn't obviously the best right now, but we just continue to work every day, and like we have a good close bond. We're always laughing and having fun. Practices are pretty competitive, which helps us in the games, but overall, I just think it's a pretty good season.
And the LCAA, the league you play in, has some really good teams in it. You looked at the Clintons and the Madisons. You know, you've had a chance to play them, I assume, at least once this year.
Yeah.
Lee, what grade are you in now, and how long have you been playing?
I'm a senior, and I started playing, like, real volleyball in 7th grade, but, like, I've played for a really long time.
Yeah, before that, some unorganized volleyball?
Yeah.
Right, before you got to the organized. Do you kind of float around the court, or do you kind of have a set position?
I play outside hitter, and then I also play back row, and middle back or left back. So.
Okay. In high school, is it a lot more of that? You don't really have a dedicated spot. You kind of have to play wherever. Brooke, I'll direct that question to you.
Like yesterday we had our other setter get hurt, so I ended up playing all the way around, basically just right side and right back. So you can be thrown in a position that you never played before. It just kind of depends on how well, like, you can pass, hit, if you can set. Some people, their dream is to be setter. she got to live out that dream last night. But yeah, you just kind of, it's just a competitive practice where you sit there and you compete for your spot on the court, and if you are better than one person, coach will sub you in or sub you out.
Okay, and then six on the court at a time.
Mm-hmm.
How many on the team here in Blissfield, roughly?
We have 11 girls on our team, and then there's 11 girls on JV as well.
Okay, so your varsity practice, do you practice with the JVs? Or
sometimes we do, like, fun little games at the beginning of practice, but usually it's two separate practices right next to each other.
Oh, okay. But if you want to get a full scrimmage, you need to borrow a JV or
that, or we have
throw a coach in there?
Yeah, we have a coach that comes. His name's Ben. We have so many nicknames for him, it's not even funny. But
tell us the funniest one.
Probably.
Well, that you can say on the air.
The medium rare steak, Ben. I wasn't there for that one, but I just hear everybody scream across practice all the time, and I just find it hilarious.
A medium rare steak,
yeah.
Ben.
Yeah. Okay. You were talking about his favorite food, and he said he liked steak, so then he started talking about it. So then we just said that.
Did he say he liked medium rare steak?
Yeah.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. No. So that might be a favorite nickname now. It's very cool.
I'm more of a medium well, but yeah, medium rare is fine too for him.
I got a controversial take on that. I like well done steak. Like if I go to like a steakhouse or something, I'm getting it well done because they cook it great. You can if you're a really good cook, you can do a good well done steak.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion. I've taken a lot of crap for that opinion, and I'm okay with that. Let's get back to volleyball for a second. Just for a little bit. Is your regular season getting close to over? How many more games have if you know?
We're about halfway through our season.
Wow, you play a lot of games. Yeah. How many have you gotten in? At least 20, right? I would hope.
Yeah.
Or assume.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanna say we probably have like 10 maybe left. Yeah.
Okay.
Because we have a few tournaments on the weekends, too.
Do you have any more home matches? Or
two. Yes, we have one on the 7th and the 14th.
Okay, that is...
They're both Tuesdays.
I was going to... Thank you. They're both Tuesdays. So next Tuesday and the Tuesday after, head on over here to Blissfield. It's an NCAA match.
Yep.
Okay. Well, nice job, you two. Appreciate talking to you, and good luck the rest of the way. And those were, of course, Lee Wyman and Brooke Robinson with the volleyball team. We'll talk some boys soccer now. Oh, they're moving chairs. Oh, hang on. Moving chairs, dropping sunglasses, and handing off headsets. All right, are we situated? Are you okay? You're good?
Yeah, I'm great.
Okay. Well, you got a sling on your left arm, and you... Here, let me get your sunglasses.
No, it's okay.
No, it's very important. It's about the look. They're not cracked, so there you go. So we have, you're going to have to help me with last names. AJ Cantu.
Yep.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay. And then it depends who you talk to, Caleb, how they say your name. It's Vor, isn't it?
Yeah, Vor.
Okay, all right. See, I can pronounce names correctly sometimes. Boys soccer team. Over in Blissfield, and can I assume you're both seniors, or would I be wrong?
We're both juniors.
Wrong twice. Again, not the first time, won't be the last time. Could you talk about your season thus far, how it's gone for you? Maybe the record isn't what you want, but, you know, if you could just kind of give me your thoughts so far. Caleb, you look like you want to talk first.
Yeah, so the first half of our season started off really well with a tie our first game, and then we got a loss, and then we got a win, and we felt like we were back on track. And then towards the end of the season, we started losing it. And the problem with our games is we play really well in the first half, and then the second half we lose it against teams we should be beating.
Oh. Why you think that is?
Well, I feel like it's more of a mentality. Like, some people don't try as hard, especially during practice. Some people aren't as focused or as locked in as they should be.
So it starts in practice? I think that's fair to say for any team. You know what I mean? You've thrown a couple wins in there recently. Looking at your schedule, you got a win against Hillsdale, and then against Ipsy Arbor Prep. AJ, would you kind of agree with your teammate about how the season? Well, you're pretty. I mean, you're almost at playoffs. Looking at your schedule, starts a couple weeks. But how would you, you know?
I would say for the most part he's pretty right. But I think it does does affect us. We're really young. We're only going to lose three seniors, and we have six freshmen on the team. So taking them under our wing has kind of been a learning experience for everyone. And we have three new players that have never played soccer in our starting lineup, so bringing together...
It's one of them you?
Yes.
Okay.
Bringing together that and just learning as we've been going has worked pretty well, and we got a bye in our district, so I'd say for the most part, we're doing better than anyone thought we would, so...
Well, that's some good insight.
Yeah.
Like, you got 11 on the field, and 6 of them are freshmen.
Yep. Yeah.
You do the math, that's over half. And yeah. No offense to the young players, but when you're in high school, you typically the better teams have majority junior and senior.
Yeah.
And that's not what you guys are experiencing right now. But there is hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel, and you have one more regular season game. You're going to go up to Manchester on the 6th, so that is next Monday. And then you get a bit of a break for districts. You said you got a bye, you know, for the first game, and then you're going to be at Lenawee Christian. I don't know that you know who you're going to play, or do you?
The winner of LCS in Manchester.
Ooh. Hey, so you might see Manchester twice in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Possibly.
Possibly. Let's go... back to Caleb about this one, the LCAA. I mean, you roll that card through here. You can't even hear it. That bell, though, you could hear that bell when you guys switch classes.
The bell's very loud.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. The LCAA, the league you play in, has some really, really top-tier talent in it. So, you know, that kind of adds to, hey, young team, going up against some experience, you know, but you have to find a way to learn each time, right?
Yep.
So you've had opportunities to get better, you know, practice and in the games. Hopefully it pans out for you. Hey, you got as good a shot as anybody in the postseason.
Yes, we did.
I mean, everyone makes it. Who cares what your record is, right?
Yep.
I'll give you the speech right now. I'm fired up. Let's go. Speaking of go, I'd hate to see you two go because you're very patient with the volleyball players. You two did get here first, very punctual, and it's appreciated. And again, you have a ball game at Manchester on Monday night, 5:30, and then you will play October 14th, 6:30, at Lenawee Christian, either against the Cougars or Manchester. Flying Dutchman?
Yes.
Okay. See, I get college and high school mixed up. There's Manchester, Indiana, who are the Spartans, and then Flying Dutchman is Hope College. So my brain can cross those up sometimes. So anyway, that's just me being weird. Good to talk to both of you. Good luck at the end of your season, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, you've been listening to some Blissfield soccer players. That was Caleb Vore and AJ Cantu.